and obey the teaching of the anointing. And we have some good verses. 1 John 2:20. You want to read that one together?
And you have anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know.
This is a good verse because it seemed like it should say more than all of. It stops kind of funny, you know, and all of you know, like, what do we know? You see, but it just says you have an anointing and all of you know. So it's kind of like Christ is all inclusive. He's everything. This is all of you know. Well, what do I know? Well, whatever you need to know, you know. See, you have an anointing and you know. See, inwardly, the anointing is within our spirit. God in Christ as a spirit is now within our being, and we know. We know what to do. We know how to be. We know how to speak. We know how to be not speak. We know what to wear. We know what not to wear. We know where to go. We know where not to go. Why do we know these things? Because we have a code of ethics. Because it's the culture of our part of the world. How do we know? You see? We know things because we have entered into another realm, and that is the realm of the heavenly things, the realm of reality, where we know things that are according to Christ. We know things according to Christ. How? By the teaching of the anointing that we have in our spirit that has been there ever since we called on the Lord for the first time and are indwelt by Him. We know, you see, we know. Don't ever say you don't know. Sometimes you can be a little confused and you need fellowship and you need to be around the brothers and sisters and you need the fellowship of the body. The fellowship of the body will basically confirm what you know, you see. Occasionally, it'll awaken you to something that you've been dulled to for some reason in your background. But mostly, especially if you've been with the Lord for a few years, it will confirm again and again that you know, you see. And you know, even what I'm speaking tonight, you know whether I'm speaking the truth or not because you have an anointing, you see. I don't need to worry, you see. It's not my job. It's not my job to convince you to accept my interpretation of a verse. You know, you see, you know. And this is what is so wonderful about the new covenant, is that the new covenant is a covenant of the indwelling Godhead in our being, so that we know specifically and emphatically, and we can really live a life so magnificently. Because why? We know. See, we know the things of God. And they're hidden from everyone else, but not from us. We know. And our big job is to really know and encourage everyone's spirit to become strengthened so they can know better and better and better. And when we meet other Christians, our job is to really have more prayer and fellowship and time together in our spirit so that they can know what? Know the riches of Christ better and better. And if we meet an unbeliever and so forth and we help to bring them to Christ, this is so that they can know Him. You know, John 17, John said so clearly, you know, this is eternal life, to know Him, to know Him. Don't think this is a different kind of knowing than right here, to know Him. Okay, now, then in 1 John 2:27, let me read this so I can stop a little bit. It says, this is a very, very loaded verse, okay? It has some points in it that are loaded. And it's worthy of you spending some time with it, okay? I know this verse very well, okay? It's not a theological matter at all. This verse is the heart of what we want to convey as our burden to humanity and what we want to receive as brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay? And as for you, John is speaking to us, the anointing, again, we have the word anointing. You see, you know what the anointing is. You see, this is an Old Testament practice that was used in the New Testament as reality, as the indwelling Christ. In Greek, Christ, Christo, means the anointed one. See, so the anointing is Christ in action. See, or the Spirit in us moving. See, the Spirit's moving in us is the anointing that we have. And so in the Old Testament, where they might anoint your head with oil or something like that, in the New Testament, God anointed our spirit with Himself. You see? Anyway, but as for you, the anointing which you have received from Him abides where? Okay, abides in you. And you have, and look at this statement, you have no need that anyone teach you. Okay? No one needs to teach you. What does this mean? You see? It doesn't mean no one needs to expound the truth or interpret the word or anything or receive any of the many fellowships or gifts of the body or anything like that. But what it does mean is that in order to make a decision, in order to go on, in order to really come down to the bottom line of how you really relate to the Lord in any situation, you don't need anybody to tell you you have a spirit, you see, that has the anointing in it. And you have no one to teach you anything. So no, we don't need to be referral service here. In the church life, no need for that, you see. We have an anointing. We have a lot of people doing things because they know the Lord in their spirit. And they don't need to say, I don't know what to do. If somebody's just so absolutely at a blank, then this means their spirit is weak, or else they've only known their spirit and the anointing in their spirit for a very short time, you see. So the more you know this indwelling anointing that is in us, then you don't need anybody to teach you, you see. You just need to enjoy the fellowship and the mutuality and the give and take of the fellowship of the riches of Christ and so forth. And you know, you see, you know. But as His anointing teaches you concerning how many things?
All things,
saints. This is a big statement, you see. And is true. See, this statement is real. This anointing is real. Because it says it's no lie, and is no lie, you see. Because there are a lot of different voices today in the world. So many different voices. Which one do we follow? Which one do we take? Which philosophy do we adopt? Which lifestyle do we embrace? You see, what way do we go? Who do we identify with? What kind of person are we? Am I? You see? And the Bible says a word for them that the anointing will teach them all things and it will not deceive them. You see? Any other thing or person has the capacity and the probability to deceive you. But you can trust the anointing. That's so good. I believe, I really believe in the anointing that is in me. And I hope you do too. Okay. Then look at, I didn't finish. And even as it has taught you. See, here's a teaching going on. We are people who are being taught by the anointing.
Amen.
We are being taught all the time. We went to class today, the class of the anointing spirit. And it taught us about this and that and this and that and this and that. All the things so that we could be more conformed to the image of Christ. It just never stopped teaching us about how we can be better in this way. In the way of living Christ. In the way of being one with God. In the way of... You know, being a manifestation of what He is. See, so we've been in, we're being taught all the time. I had a good week of teaching. I learned. I got some good speaking, and some of it was, you know, that's right, and some of it was that's wrong. But anyway, the result of it was was a lesson. So we have to learn so we can be so one with Him. Okay, then, even as it has taught you, abide in Him. This is the anointing and obeying the anointing. This is where the obedience come in. The more you say, amen, yes, Lord, I agree with Your moving in me, and You're speaking in me, and You're leading of me, and so forth. I agree with all of this. Then the result of that is you abide or remain in Christ. You see, so this is the secret. Okay? Big verse, isn't it? Then 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, but he who firmly attaches us with you unto Christ, Paul talked this way, and has anointed us is God. See? So Paul was telling the Corinthians that God firmly attached us as members of the same body. And when He did that, we receive the anointing inside of us. This is very much like the being baptized into the body, you know, there's and made to drink of the same Spirit. See? Okay, and has anointed us is God. So again, we see strongly the anointing is a big thing to know and obey. Then practically, Romans 8:14 brings it in this way, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Okay? The anointing is really the leading. Okay? It's a synonym. The Bible likes to talk to you about the same thing in many kinds of ways. Okay? It's a kind of synonym. If you are led by the Spirit of God, then you are really going forward and are becoming progressively into the manifestation of becoming a son of God. See, because here in Romans 8, the sons of God are differentiated somewhat from the children of God. You see, whereas in other places, the sons of God are talked about as being what we are from the very first moment, okay? But in this context, it does differentiate, and the sons of God show a maturity because a son is more mature than a child, right? So to be led by, to receive the Spirit is to be the child, a child of God. But to be led by the Spirit is to be advanced into a son, you see. And this is to follow and obey the teaching of the anointing. Okay? You need to learn this lesson. And I think you have. I think you had a lot of good experiences this week. I think you obey the Lord in some ways. And I think maybe you disobey the Lord in some ways. And I think you and the Lord fought each other to a draw in some other ways. Okay? Just try to increase the amount of obedience and decrease the amount of stubbornness, and try to lose those battles, okay?